than predicted. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Consumer Price Index with its biggest yearly increase since 1981.
Prices were up 9.1% in June compared to the same month last year, notching another 40-year high. The Labor Department's monthly Consumer Price Index also shows food up nearly 10.5% from last year. Energy increased more than 40%, gas almost 60%, and housing costs more than 5.5%. The White House argues the economy is still strong. For days, the White House has tried downplaying this inflation report. Prices for oil, wheat, and corn, which spiked after Russia invaded Ukraine, have fallen recently over concerns global demand and economic growth are slowing. Inflation is also outpacing wage increases.
Fox's Rich Edson. President Biden in Israel issuing a statement reading in part, "Tackling inflation is my top priority," saying we need to make more progress more quickly in getting price increases under control. 7-Eleven is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a masked gunman suspected of robbing six of its stores in Southern California, where two people were killed and three others were wounded. The Department of Health and Human Services reminding pharmacies that get federal funding they risk violating civil rights laws if they refuse to fill orders for abortion medication, contraception, or if they discriminate based on a person's pregnancy status.
Anyone who believes their rights have been violated can file a complaint on the agency's Office of Civil Rights website. The memo comes amid reports pharmacies in states outlawing abortion are refusing to fill certain medications after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And follows the Biden administration telling hospitals they must provide abortions if the mother's life is at risk, even in states where the procedure is banned.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
High interest in New York for monkeypox vaccine.
New York City released another round of monkeypox vaccines Tuesday, and the demand was so sky high, the site crashed in minutes. Health officials have reported at least 267 cases of monkeypox in the city, with more cases likely circulating but not yet diagnosed. 7,000 vaccine doses have been released so far, with 14,500 more expected later this week. Washington, D.C. is now allowing residents to pre-register for vaccines there, too. Nationwide, at least 929 monkeypox cases have been detected across dozens of states, according to CDC data. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
University of Michigan has named a new president after President Mark Schlissel was removed earlier this year over allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate. The school says Santa Ono, who's currently the president and vice chancellor of the University of British Columbia, will take over. The organizer of a North Carolina Republican Party fundraiser defending the decision to raffle off guns and ammo.
The Forsyth County Republican Party in North Carolina will hold a month-long gun raffle starting in September. And the organizer, Vernon Robinson, told the Winston-Salem Journal they hope to raise around $10,000. The Forsyth County Democratic Party chair told the Journal it's not surprising given the extremist nature of the Republican Party. Kevin Farmer called it cavalier and irresponsible. A Democratic Winston-Salem City Council member told the Journal it highlights the differences between the parties. She said Democrats want guns off the streets. Local gun dealer Atlas Firearms is selling the weapons to the GOP at wholesale, and raffle winners have to have passed a background check and will have to show that they have a concealed carry permit. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An American tourist rescued on Mount Vesuvius near Naples, Italy, after he slipped into the volcano's crater while trying to recover his cell phone. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.